This is Chaz, Headbanger Mosh, Beaver Cleavage, Mother Smucker, whatever you want to call me, but you're listening to the VOC Nation Worldwide, home of the STD podcast. Simply tremendous! Drivel!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring to you the most tremendous podcast in the universe, the STD podcast. Here is your host, the HNIC head nerd in charge, Chaz.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the STD Podcast. Simply tremendous! Drivel! Ha ha ha. Can't do that without the ha 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 at the end. Anyway, welcome to another edition here. Got some good stuff, I think, this week that we're going to talk about. It's funny, I'm playing I Wear My Sunglasses at Night, kind of for a reason. I went out to watch the UFC fight last night, and it was in a bar, club, the inside. I was on the outside where they were just showing the fight, and it was an outside bar, kind of chilling with buddies. And on the inside, they had, dancers. I guess it was kind of like a club on the inside. And the funny part about it is that you had to go inside to use the restroom. And when you go in, there's all these douchebags in there, literally wearing her sunglasses. It's 11 o'clock at night. It's midnight. Sunglasses? Yeah, I'm sorry, but I don't wear my sunglasses at night. I think you look like a douchebag. But, all right, well, that's just my opinion on people wearing sunglasses at night. And the other funny part is these, some of these douchebags have the sunglasses around their neck, like the back of their neck, like they have eyes on the back of their head. All right, well, that's my rant, I guess, on douchebags wearing their sunglasses at night. But anyway, let's move on here to the exciting edition of the STD podcast. Just real quick, I want to start out with next Saturday night, Saturday, July 28th, 2012. Glenn and I are actually making our PWX Extreme Revolution debut. That is in Orlando, Florida at the Orlando National Guard Armory at 2809 South Fern Creek Ave, Orlando, Florida. I'm not sure if they have a website or not. It's through Frank Goodman, the Masked Maniac. You can check him out on Facebook and find him. He's kind of like me. If you send him any kind of gay app or invite him to stupid shit, he's going to delete you. So just don't do that. And I will say this. I have had a good time this week deleting people who keep still continually send me to stupid apps, the stupid games, and inviting me to shows to fucking Alaska that I won't be on. So, but anyway, like I said, next Saturday, July 28th, going to be a tremendous card. You got the PWX World Champion Steve Carino is going to be there. Marty Jannetty, of course, the tremendous Headbangers. Two Cold Scorpio. Glenn and I are actually wrestling the PWX Tag Team Champions, Mr. Florida, Francisco Chiazzo, Shitzo in your pantso. And Simon Says, you got Shooter Storm, Sam Shaw, Vordell Walker, Corey Chavez, the Masked Maniac, of course, and a bunch of other people, but it's going to be a great card. It's up in Orlando. I am looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to beating some ass. But, all right, that's enough about that. There's this new thing, I guess, I don't know how new it is, but, I guess it is pretty new, so shut the fuck up and move on. WWE with the Tout, T-O-U-T, well, I've opened a Tout account, was curious about it to see what it was all about, but it's basically a 15-second video that you can send out. It's another social media way, so I've been trying it out. I've only done a couple videos, I think three maybe, I don't know how good they are, how bad they are, but we'll check it out. We'll see how it works. But you can follow me at Tout, Chaz Mosh, just like you can on Twitter, at Chaz Mosh. So that's that. And just lastly, real quick, and then I'm done with the plugs, and we'll move on with the show here. WrestlingMarks.com, sent out a bunch of mystery boxes in the last couple of weeks. I mean, they're great hot items. You can see on Twitter and on Facebook someone who bought a small box. Got a couple of autographed pictures. They got one of our tag team championship of the universe belt. And then the small little trading cards that Glenn and I have from back in the WWF days. So check those out. Pretty cool. And that's about it. All right, real quick, I want to touch on the pay-per-view last week, the WWE pay-per-view. I didn't see any of it. I saw not a second of it. But I happened to go on Twitter while it was on, and it just bothered the hell out of me how you have these wrestling, I guess, websites. I don't know if they're even called dirt sheets. I just think they're retarded. And don't everyone get offended by this, but retarded wrestling fans who think they're smart, therefore they're called smarks. They think they know everything. So all I'm reading is, oh, that was a botched spot. Oh, he botched that one. Oh, that was a botched spot. He really messed that one up. But you know what, people? I went out there and I went on Twitter and I wrote, I love all the smarks reporting on Money in the Bank and talking about botches. Get in the ring and try it before you knock it. I really seriously mean that. You sit there at home, you spend whatever 40, 50, 60 bucks on a pay-per-view, and then all you do is bash it. Why not just sit back and watch the game? I mean, you don't sit there and watch a football game and go, oh, he fumbled the ball, he botched that play, he really sucks, blah, 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 blah. So I just want to talk about that because it opened up a lot of stuff on Twitter with people coming out. Someone here writes, I see your point and I couldn't do what wrestlers do, but when a move isn't done right, it isn't done right. And that is by Chantel. Her Twitter thing is at Orless Heart. And I wrote back, it's called shit happens. Enjoy what they do and what they're trying to do instead of trying to be smart. No one comes to your work and does that to you. I think I've said this before. No one comes back to your work and chants, you fucked up, you fucked up, you fucked up. Sit back, watch the show, and enjoy it. If you want to go on there and you go, you know what, I really didn't like that match, and this is why. But to sit there and bash everyone is just freaking ridiculous. So then it brought up more things. So people started like, oh, well, you know, they botched it. We pay money for this and, you know, they should do a better job of it. You don't think every time a wrestler gets in the ring, what they want to do is the absolute positively best they can. It's not like it's a singer and he goes up there and he forgets the words of the song. You know, you go out there and shit happens. So then I tweeted this out. Only thing that gets botched is all of the morons acting like they know what's supposed to happen and then being all high and mighty about it. Just sit back and enjoy it and stop knocking it. I don't think I ever watched a Hogan / Andre or Steamboat / Savage match and talked about things being botched. You're too busy trying to be know-it-alls instead of just enjoying it. So, like I said, just sit back and enjoy it. Just enjoy what you're seeing here. And I'm sorry, I'm a little... crap, I just lost where I wanted to be on this page. Yeah, that's not good. Because I wanted to talk about, where is this moron? Tweets, here we go. Excuse me here while I figure out where I was, because I just lost my spot here. Yeah. Oh, here comes Thunder, and here comes Zoball. Yep, downtime here on the podcast, not good. But deal with me for 1 second. I'm almost there. Almost there, promise. Yep. I botched this fucking podcast now, didn't I? Yep. All right, here it is. Sorry. So Mr. Dave Meltzer, who I guess is supposed to be some kind of bigwig for as far as smarks go and things like that, he writes back to me, you don't have to be a chef to know what the food, to know that the food tastes like shit. Did I say that right? Yeah. You don't have to be a chef to know that the food tastes like shit. And I wrote back to him, agreed, but we don't come to your work to talk shit to you. If you don't like the chef, go to a different restaurant. So here's all I'm saying. Other people wrote back to me, you know, there's better talent in the back that should be out there. The talent coming out's not good. They should have different people out there. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Don't buy the pay-per-view. It's like my podcast right here. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. It's anything else. If you don't like it, don't watch it. If you don't like the food that the chef is cooking and serving you, go to a goddamn different restaurant. Don't sit there and bash what they're trying to do. Everyone's out there doing the best they can, risking fucking life and injury for you to entertain you. If it's not good enough, go fuck yourself. I was trying not to go there, but I went there. Go fuck yourself if you don't like it. So that's that. That's what I got to say about that. Other thing I want to talk about real quick after you just all just pissed me off with that is Dr. Tom Pritchard. Is a legend in wrestling. He's been around for a long, 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 long time. He has a website. It's drtompritchard.com. You should go there and check it out. He's got a book out on basically, it's called A Pro Wrestling Curriculum, Advice, Suggestion, and Stories to Help the Aspiring Pro Get to the Next Level. I personally haven't read the book, but he has excerpts, parts of the book on his webpage that, you know, I guess little samples of it and stuff like that. It looks like really, really good book. He has a lot of other stuff. He blogs on there. He has an article up there right now, from Thursday, July 19th, Harley Race versus Jack Briscoe, the night Briscoe became NWA World Champion. It's unbelievable. He's got newspaper clippings on there. I just think even for if you're in the business, not in the business, go check it out. I think it's pretty cool. He's got other stuff on here. He's got his seminar, his schedule on his website. He got a link to the Layfield Report with JBL. Again, I just think it's a great site to go and check it out. It kind of chronicles a bunch of different stuff. So that's it. So that's my start. That's my rant. And I'm sorry. I do have one more thing about the pay-per-view. I just found it interesting how the main event of the pay-per-view was not any of the title matches. You had the WWE title and the heavyweight championship title, and they weren't even like semi-main event. The main event was the John Cena Money in a Bank match, and after you had I didn't see any of the pay-per-view, so I'm just guessing here, what probably was the most, could have been the best match with CM Punk and Daniel Bryan was, three or four matches after that before you even got to the main event? I don't know, every pay-per-view I've ever watched, or I remember good pay-per-views back in the day, even when I was a kid watching, the main event was the World Championship. How can you not have your belt be the main event in a match? I don't know. That's all I got to say about that. All right. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. Quick break here. And remember, WrestlingMarks.com, pictures, T-shirts, mystery boxes.
Hey, this is the Patriot, and you're listening to VOC Nation Radio.
So, you say you're a real American, do you? Then why aren't you wearing the latest, greatest Headbanger T-shirt? It's very un-American not to wear a Headbangers T-shirt. So do not be un-American. Go buy your Headbanger T-shirt now at WrestlingMarks.com. That's WrestlingMarks. That's Marks with an X.com. Go do it now. Don't be un-American.
The It Factor with Alicia Kaback. Top entertainment news and insider info. The ins and out of the modeling world. Tune in every Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. on WNJC 1360 AM and at VOCNation.com.
Hello, this is ECW original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.
If you love wrestling and want to stay up on all the current news and information, then go to WrestlingNewsArena.com, the latest news and archive stories for every wrestling fan. That's WrestlingNewsArena.com.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
All right. Welcome back here to the STD podcast, the Simply Tremendous Dribble. You can get some STDs doing the Humpty Dance.
Yeah, and then some.
All right, let me turn this off. All right, welcome back. As you hear, we got Glenn here. We're going to take a second here and do the Stevie Slam.
Silly Slam.
Part of the, or as I sometimes call him, Creepy Slam, because he can be quite creepy sometimes. quite creepy sometimes. He can be a stalker of sorts. He actually brought up a kind of a, I don't know if it's a cool subject, it's an interesting subject. It's one that's always around. Steroids. His opinion on steroids is, he doesn't really have an opinion of steroids, which I find interesting that he brings up a steroids comment, but he doesn't have an opinion. And you'll hear he says how he wouldn't do steroids. I don't see why he would have a need to do them, but we've both done steroids.
Yep.
Who cares is how I feel about it. I mean, I guess we'll go on his rants and then comment on it. But
and we'll give you our stories on the steroids.
Because my thought process is, I don't really care.
How's it going, everybody? Stevie Slam here for another segment on the STD podcast. So this week, I want to talk about performance-enhancing drugs and my thoughts on them and whether people should use them, not use them. Let me start off by saying I'm not a doctor, nor have I ever used them.
Which I do have
friends who do use steroids. They're not necessarily even athletes. So for the basis of this conversation, I'm going to talk about steroids as it relates to not only pro wrestlers, but all sports athletes, as well as just like the everyday person who just wants a little competitive edge or advantage.
Competitive edge in what?
I don't know, maybe
in life?
More testosterone? Well, maybe their sperm count's low? I don't know. Maybe they count it? I don't know.
You know. Right now, I mean, I know people would take testosterone. Some of them have prescriptions for it. A lot of them have prescriptions for it because they were on steroids and now naturally produce lower testosterone, and so they pretty much just have the testosterone replacement therapy. There's some UFC fighters like Beth Forrest Griffin and Chael Sonnen. I mean, don't know for sure if they have low testosterone because they were on steroids before, so I don't want to make that accusation, but...
Then why bring it up?
Exactly, why bring it up? If you're not for sure, keep your mouth shut, Stevie.
But you know what's funny here? I just want to go back to last week real quick when we talked about the whole cheating on the road, John Cena thing. He didn't want to mention any names there on something that was fact, but something that's not fact, he's fine to bring up names.
Right. Especially the UFC fighters. Please, he's stupid.
I do have a friend who, that's the reason why he's on the testosterone. So, you know, I think it's, it's kind of something that you know, I've always been kind of against because of the negative stigma in the media about steroids and HGH.
All right. Here's my take on steroids. Who cares? I know they're illegal. You got to go get a prescription for it if you want it to be legal. I know it has health risks, but so does drinking and driving, and people still do that shit.
Exactly.
You're not supposed to.
It's funny because when I first took them, I had a prescription, and I went to a doctor and gave me my steroid shot once a week, and I did it for a while. But we'll get into that story after we get done hearing Stevie. Stevie's voice sounds like he needs some testosterone. Or his balls to drop or something.
I mean, as far as taking them, I mean, again, my point, my thought process is really who cares? I mean, if you're taking them in baseball, everyone talks about the steroid era in baseball. That doesn't really bother me either because there was no law against it. There was no rule against it.
But so everybody had the same opportunity.
Right. They used what they had, and now it's against the rules. So if you get busted, you get busted. So, right. I mean, who cares? I mean, I don't know.
Everybody always tries to get the upper hand.
And all this. But it shouldn't be the government's job to kind of police what goes in someone's body and whatnot. I think there are some exceptions to that. But steroids, I think it's a person's choice. If they want steroids, if they want to take HGH, if they want to take the RIP.
All right, I can't listen anymore. You want to sit here, Stevie, I know you sit here and you think we just make fun of you the whole time, but you go, I don't think people should take steroids. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I don't agree with the government telling you what to and not to also.
But then there's certain things that you shouldn't. That you either agree with the government and it should be governed on what we can and can't take for our health reasons. Yes, it's your life and everything else, and people do it anyway.
It's almost the same as, if you think about it, I know it's not the same, but the
concept.
Yeah, theory. I don't even know if it's concept. Yeah, maybe theory of marijuana.
Right.
Marijuana technically is illegal, but people still smoke it.
But
if you have a prescription in certain states, it's totally legal. You can walk
around.
Same
thing with steroids.
Right. So, I mean, again, it's a personal use, personal choice. And I don't really care. I mean, I know WWE's got a wellness program now, and I guess they're not supposed to do it. But depending on who you are, you're allowed to do it, not allowed to do it. And depending on who you are, it depends on your fines. But, I mean, steroids, I don't really care. If you want to take them, take them. If you don't. I don't really care either way.
You know, it was funny because when I first broke into wrestling and stuff like that, I was came out of high school. I wrestled at 170 pounds. I played football at 200. So it messed up my metabolism. So I went to my high school football doctor, and he goes, yeah. He goes, you know, your metabolism's all messed up. He goes, so let me give you some shots of testosterone, you know, for about a month, 2 months, whatever it takes. And see if we can't get you over the 200-pound mark. Because when I first started training, I was like 180. So, you know, every week, $30. Went to the doctor, $30 every week. And, you know, after going there for a month, month and a half, you learn how to, I don't want to say take steroids safely, but you learn how to minimize your risk.
Well, it's like anything else in life. It's like an obese person versus a person in shape. It's called moderation. I mean, like we said, we both taken them.
I've learned that this past year.
We've both done them. And, I mean, I don't know. After taking it, when I took it, I didn't abuse it for 10, 15 years straight like some people
and
have.
And you didn't have road rage.
I didn't have road rage. I never freaked out. My boys still swim. I mean, obviously yours do. You got four kids. Mine do. And mine swam right to the end, and I got a jackpot of boil on the first shot. But it's moderation. If you're going to take it. Do it in moderation. Do it whatever. And if you're going to a doctor usually is going to test your levels to make sure you're
at a proper...
Right.
Right. And the whole myth on your balls shrink and your dick gets smaller and blah, 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 it's a myth.
What's the point of taking steroids? You think it would grow?
Right. You would think your junk is a muscle. You think it would get bigger.
It's got lots of blood flow going through.
Not unless you don't work it out, Stevie. Slam.
All right. So enough on steroids. I want to switch gears here and do another cue ball Carmichael corner.
I love it. CCC.
This was a Facebook post from July 18th that he did. It's called Rules of Engagement. Now, bear with me. It's a little bit long, but I'm going to try and get through it as much as I can.
It's a good one.
Here we go. Rules of Engagement by Cueball Carmichael. I sometimes wonder if what I write about in my post/status updates actually gets through to anyone or even makes sense. Then I look back at the last few weeks or so, I get comments from people that are my friends. More importantly, are wrestlers that I have the utmost respect for. Guys like Bull Payne, Tom Brandy, Bobby Blaze, Glenn Ruth, John Stewart of AWA fame, illustrious Johnny, I don't know who that is. I'm not reading the rest out. However, here's the point to the young guys. It's not only what you do in the ring, but more importantly, it's how you carry and conduct yourself outside the ring. Do you really show and give respect? Yes, it's earned in a two-way street. However, understand something. If a guy has been in the business for years, is good in the ring, is well-liked in the locker room, and treats people fairly, doesn't talk smack behind people's back. In my day, if you did that, you would have got the shit kicked out of you. He gets the respect from other wrestlers. If you're green, you need to show that same respect to him or her that they earned. There are no exceptions. Now it's your turn to start earning some respect. Just shut the fuck up in the locker room, introduce yourself to everybody, and use your nickname or real name. I never introduce myself as Q-Ball G Carmichael. G is forget it. Acting like a know-it-all will get you schooled fast. Acting like the cock of the walk when you haven't earned or learned it will get you hurt. Trust me. Be a sponge. Listen twice as much as you talk. God gave you two ears and one mouth. Get it? That's why I did Q-Ball G Carmichael. When a veteran says, "What do you want to do in there?" Listen, you're being tested, shitwipe. We really don't give a rat's ass what you want to do in there, and you have not earned the right to decide. So when you sit there and rattle off a bunch of bullshit that makes no sense psychologically and tells no story, think twice. Just say whatever you want to do, sir or ma'am, or here is what is going to happen when you are in there with us. We're going to run you, whip. We're going to run you, whip, ropes, duck, you get it. Cut you off, stiff boot, tight chin lock, and whisper sweet nothings in your ear like, "You listening, kid? Shit's changed." So shut your mouth in the locker room. Speak when spoken to. When you go in there, you go up to everybody, introduce yourself, and shake hands. Man, I see this days, and I want to hurt people. It's your job if you're not a veteran. Years plus matches, 300 to be exact, not months in the biz, or 10 years and 150 matches. I don't know if any of that just made sense. It didn't make sense in my head. But anyway, here we go. To introduce yourself to everyone, I don't care whose locker room you think it is. Know your wrestling history. Call a move a move. Don't say, "Let's do that Cody Rhodes or Randy Orton does." Here's why. There's only one mark in here, you. We don't watch that shit. He's a pirate. Do not mark out. If you have been trained right, you have been demarked. If not, you're going to pay someday. Pay attention, there are rules of engagement. These are just a few of the unwritten laws of professional wrestling. Peace, love, and respect.
It's so funny because even to this day, when we go into a locker room...
This is exactly the thought I had when I read it. Go ahead.
Exactly to this day, when we go into a locker room, we will go around, shake everybody's hand, and we don't introduce ourselves as, "Hi, I'm Thrasher. Hi, I'm Mosh." We use our real names... And we introduce ourselves to everybody. It's just the way we were brought up in the business. And, you know, you don't see a lot of guys doing that.
Well, it's funny, too, because obviously that's how I was trained. And that's how I was taught. And that's what I've always done. And when I go into a locker room, whether it's a show, a place I've been on before or I've never been on before, I do obviously the same exact thing. And when people come in after me in the locker room, if they don't come up to me and introduce themselves...
That's the problem.
It's heat. Yeah. Because it's not even like I need to go over to, and it's not a, "I'm a diva, I'm a star, I expect you to come to me." Because if you're fucking picking up the garbage and you're sitting in a locker room, I don't know who you are. I don't know if you run the building or if you're a worker, if you're the promoter. I go over and introduce myself to you. You should do the same as you come into the locker room. It's so funny because now my real job that I have, well, I'm going to say real job, my day job for now, when a new employee comes in, I look at it this way, I'm already there, he's in my house. He needs to walk around and introduce himself.
Right.
If he doesn't, in my book, he's fucked because I ain't going to talk to him.
Well, I'm not going to help him, nothing.
No. You know, so.
It's so basic and it's just, to me, it's just common courtesy.
Yeah.
When you walk into a room and you're in there working with all these guys, you don't have to work with them that night in a particular match, but you're on the same card. You're still going to go up and introduce yourself and everything else. I mean, there's guys that have broken into the business after us that, you know, I'll go up and say, "Hey, how you doing, sir? I'm Glenn." You know, it's just a respect factor. You know, if you show respect,
I expect
to get it back.
Right. Well, you get what you get. So, and it's funny because, you know, Bull Payne, of course, commented, and here's Bull's rant. I'm going to try and see if I can have this make sense too. Q, once again, you have made me laugh and it hit the nail on the head. The respect thing and the shut your mouth thing is a thing of the past. All we can do is try to enforce it and make a few guys squeal like pigs when they think they are too good or tough to sell for us. I just had a kid a few weeks back disrespect me, and I was in a bad spot. I promised the promoter I wouldn't hurt the kid, so I just did what I promised. Then I ranted on the net about him, and he approached me on the net about it, basically telling me I was full of shit, and he really didn't give a shit what I thought about him. In fact, he said if I wanted to settle it in the ring, he would be happy to oblige. He was offended by when I met him. I asked him who trained him. He told me on the net, of course, he didn't give a shit about that stupid who trained him question, that basically it wasn't my business. So I figured this is a lost cause and just leave it lay. I will see him down the road one day if I am lucky, and I'm lucky for him. I wasn't going to argue on the computer with him, and when he got silly and defensive, it was a lost cause. The attitude of the young wrestler totally today actually made me feel ashamed for them. To not realize how unprofessional and what a punk you come across as is really pretty sad, I think. To think our business has been taken over by non-caring, unsafe, unprofessional punks is really and truly disheartening and pathetic. Pathetic, not pathetic. Pathetic.
But, and you know what? And to go off of what Bull's saying and everything else, I think with these guys that come in and they're not properly trained or they don't have the respect factor and everything else, I think in the long run that's only going to hurt the business. You know, because, you know, both of us, I mean, we know history about the wrestling and everything else. And, you know, the people before us have paved a way for us to do what we love to do. You know, and these young kids coming in, they got to, you know, give the respect that, you know, we've paved the road for them to come in and take over where we are. So, I mean, everything trickles down. I mean, you know, we're in the time of our careers now where it's our turn to pass on the knowledge that we've had
to give back
over the years and give back.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's just how everything flows. And, you know, these kids that come in nowadays or, you know, think that they know everything. And they don't, because, you know, to this day, there's not a match that we don't have that we go, oh, yeah, that's it. You know, you learn something every single time in there, because I'm sorry, nobody knows it all.
No, and the other point of that, too, is it's not even so much if you're taught to do that at a wrestling school. To me, that's common courtesy.
Yeah.
That's something you learn growing up. So if you're not going to go into a new place and introduce yourself, your parents sucked at fucking bringing you up.
And you're just rude, just flat out rude.
Right, you're just freaking retarded. We actually had an instance, I think we talked about it on here before, that one time in Penn State where that kid came up to me.
Oh, yeah. Tell that story again.
With Ron Simmons and
John Bradshaw
were in the locker room, and the kid came up to me and said, hey, he goes, I heard we're working tonight. And I went, okay. And, like, didn't come up. Hey, how are you? I'm so-and-so. You know, we're working tonight, whatever. Like, we've done how many of those job matches like that? And what we did was, hey, how you doing? I'm Chaz. This is Glenn. What do you guys want to do tonight?
Right.
You know, that's what we did.
I'm hungry.
What? You're going to have to wait until we're done the podcast.
Joey needs a bath.
So go give her a bath. Shampoo's outside. All right, well, she'll have to wait.
That's my 16-year-old and her friend, Stephanie. Morgan and Stephanie. Now you're going to be on the internet.
Hi.
All right.
God. Where were we?
I don't know. Are you going to stand there? No, it's annoying.
There's not, that's intimidating because it's large. You were at the Penn State store.
Oh, so, you know, the thing is you go up and you say, like Q-Ball said, hey, how are you? What do you want to do? Blah, 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 blah. But this kid came up and was like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And then I'm going to come in. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
Didn't he say, do you know any, do you want to go in there and Matt wrestle?
I don't remember the exact thing, but it was one of those things where he walked out and he got the patented Ron Simmons
down
as soon as it was over. And
damn.
We went out there and beat the shit out of the kid. And that's one of the first, I think out of the three times ever I did the powerbomb leg drop. I did a leg drop off the top. And I sat right on him. So,
poor kid.
It's a respect factor. It is what it is.
Yes.
So, all right. That's all I got to say about that. I do have one question for you.
What's that?
I was actually watching TNA the other night, which I don't do very often. And I've seen other guys wear these, and I've never figured it out, but it brought up a question. AJ Styles came out with gloves on.
Yeah, me either.
Why?
He never used to wear them before.
Why do people wear gloves?
And he doesn't
gloves?
Even, like, put them around his wrist. He just leaves that little flat thing open.
But why?
I don't know.
Gloves.
I don't know.
Sting wore those mechanics gloves for
right,
a while.
But why do we wear wrist tape?
Because it supports my wrist.
No, it doesn't.
It does. I wrap it tight.
You know, the only thing I can
It's a cosmetic thing with the tape, too, right. But gloves, what does that do?
Maybe it helps him not slip off the rope. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. If anybody knows, let us know.
Right.
Clue us in. See, we don't know everything.
Curious. Why you wear gloves?
Yeah.
Just curious.
So, I want to say, you know, as you guys are listening to this, you will know that we weren't on the 1,000th episode of Raw. But just so you know, I was on the very second episode of Raw and everything else. And, you know, so it's not a big deal. We're shooting for, what episode are we shooting for?
2,223, which will be in the year 2035, right. Which will put us at the perfect age to run TNA.
Yes.
No, to be main eventers at TNA.
Right. So
because we'll be like 65 then.
That is our goal. So if everybody mark that down, look us up in 2035.
And we'll be there then. All right, that's it. You got anything else?
Peace.
Any other tidbits?
Deuces? You say, come here. Come here, let's introduce yourself to the world.
Deuces?
There's over 20,000 people that listen to the
Hi, I'm Stephanie and I'm pretty.
I'm Morgan Ruth, and I am Thrasher's daughter.
I'm just a friend, but I'm part of the Ruth clan.
I'm the cutest daughter.
God.
All right.
And Morgan is actually Chaz's goddaughter.
Yes, so that makes me more awesome.
Yes, it makes her more special.
Right, because your sister has my brother.
Poor thing. All right,
so,
that's it.
Do you have anything to say, like any final thought? Any words of wisdom from the 16-year-old? This will all be great. We get it all the time from Ty. And
make smart choices. Don't do dumb stuff.
Like, what would you comment? What would you say?
Like, allow
thing?
Your 16-year-old daughter to bring her friend down the floor for a week.
I can't say.
You can't say any a smart choice?
A smart choice? Don't smoke.
Do Upper Deckers.
Upper Deckers rule.
Now, see, now I gotta tell the story.
I already did one.
So we go to Steak and Shake the other night. They have a thing now, because I told them what an Upper Decker was, that we used to do. So we're in there, me, the wife, and the kids. They disappear into the bathroom. 45 minutes later, we're outside in the car, and Stephanie, Morgan's friend, is doing an Upper Decker in Steak and Shake.
Nice. That's high quality. That's good stuff. See, that's smart choices.
But wait. Morgan actually took pictures of it in the tank.
Oh, well, that's not so bad. I thought you meant she took pictures of her doing it. That would have been a little... All right, they did that too. See, that's a little weird.
Yeah. But, you know, it's so funny, but, you know, because I told them the stories of when we used to do it, so they decided to keep the tradition going. And
I was this brings up another story. I was at a wedding of mine. You know who he is. I don't want to say his name. And one of the other guys in the wedding party had some marijuana, left it in the hotel room. The maid happened to come in and clean the room, and all of a sudden the marijuana was gone.
Missing.
So he confronted the maid about it, and of course she played dumb. And what are you going to do, call the police and say the maid stole your weed? So as a present... He left an Upper Decker at the hotel for the maid.
And see, my whole thing with these Upper Deckers and everything else, that's going to be the last possible place they're going to look. Because they're not going to think somebody takes off the lid to the tank and takes a shit in the top of the tank and then replaces the tank. People aren't just going to think that. But just imagine every single time that water goes down.
There's a turd in there, refreshing.
Oh, God.
That's why you put deodorizers in the top.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why you sound Julio in there every now and then to clean that tank.
All right.
So,
yeah. Very good.
That was our Steak and Shake story.
All right.
Can't say which one.
Good stories. Funny stuff. What?
Yes.
All right, I got to go barbecue. All right, we're out of here.
Now, introducing the silly song of the week, I Found Some Poo.
And there you have it, the silly song of the week, Found Some Poo. I really don't know where Tyler comes up with this stuff, but he finds it, and he laughs about it, and the video is actually funny, too. So there you go, silly song of the week, and all right, that's all I got for silly song of the week. Peace out. All right, well, that's going to wrap up another edition here of the STD Podcast. Thanks again for tuning in, downloading, listening, whatever you had to do to get here. I appreciate it. That's it. So remember, WrestlingMarks.com. Go check it out. Go get a mystery box. Go get a t-shirt. Go get a picture. Just go there and check it out. Links to YouTube and Twitter on there, at Mosh. Check it out. All right. Peace, guys. Have a great week. Be tremendous! Like this song. All right, peace. I'm out of here.